And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and I'm here to tell you today and to prove that we, America, we are being colonized. Colonized. We are no longer to be an independent country. We are to be colonized. We are being made into a colony of the New World Order. And I'm going to reveal to you today something that very few people know about. The secret Illuminati Freemasonic project ordained, begun, sponsored by the Rothschilds and the Jewish legions of devils around the world. And I don't include there those Jews who are good people and who are Christian. I just include all the others. There is a secret Illuminati project to flood the United States by the year 2050 with 100 million more. Did you hear what I said? More illegal aliens. According to official government statistics, we have 12 million illegal aliens in America. But 4 years ago, Bear Stearns, one of the largest Wall Street investment houses, did their own study and found there were 25 to 35 million illegal aliens residing in the United States. But that's just the beginning, as bad as it is. They're everywhere committing crimes, voting illegally, helping to elect congressmen and senators who'll give them all the benefits of welfare and free medical care and more. These criminal illegal aliens are everywhere, but the Illuminati, the Jews, the Freemasons have only begun. We will eventually have 100 million more, and this country will no longer be America. It will be a colony of the New World Order. I want to talk to you about that, and I want to talk to you about some of the hoodwinking and deception of these Masons, Jews, and Rothschildites. That's what I call them, Rothschildites. For example, the honorary Joe Wilson, congressman. When Barack Obama spoke to the U.S. Congress, assembled together, Senate and House, on national television some 6 weeks ago, he told them that his Obamacare, his health care plan, was essential. And he says that not one, this is Obama speaking, not one illegal alien would receive free medical care. No, he said, those things, those are just fibs. Those are myths spread around. Illegal aliens will not get free medical care. Well, suddenly a Republican Congressman, Joe Wilson from, was it North Carolina or South Carolina? I think it was North Carolina, but it doesn't really matter. A Mason is a Mason. I don't care if he comes from Tupelo, Mississippi, or, you know, Beaverton, Oregon. The Carolinas, Joe Wilson blurted out, and it was right there on national TV, blurted out while Obama was saying that. He said, "You lie." That's what Joe Wilson said. Now, you know, I sort of liked him saying that because it was true. It was a lie. Here's the problem, dear friends. Obama is a Freemason, and Congressman Joe Wilson is a Freemason. Ah, yes. Do you smell a rat? I think they were trying to make Joe Wilson a hero. To people like you and me, patriots, who oppose this communist socialist healthcare system plan of Obama's and Rahm Emanuel's. So they had this Joe Wilson to blurt out, "You lie," to Obama. And Obama responded, "No, that's the truth." So we're having one Freemason up there on the podium, Barack Obama, saying, "No, that's the truth." And here's another Freemason sitting down on his bench among the Republicans in Congress saying, "You lie." And they're both a couple of fantastic, flabby liars. So what does it matter? Friends, there's the loyal opposition that's created for us to trust. Now you say, "Tex, how do you know? How do you know that, for example, that Joe Wilson, the guy that said of Obama, 'You lie,' how do you know he's a Freemason?" Well, because I have all the documentation here. I have the information, the proof that he received Freemasonry's Medal of Freedom. That was at the 9th Annual World Congress of Freemasons in 2008. Joe Wilson was awarded this big hoopity-doo Medal of Freedom. He stands up for freedom. He's a Freemason. When asked about it, why he was a member of the Masonic Lodge, Joe Wilson responded. He said, quote, "Many Masons are in our government today," as if that made it okay. Seems to me, my friends, that's exactly the problem. Many in our government today are Freemasons. Isn't that a little bit like saying many in our government today are devils? So what's the problem? Well, that's the problem, Mr. Wilson. I guess that explains what our problem really is. You are the loyal opposition. So if we vote for the Democrat in Mr. Wilson's district to get rid of the rascal, the foe, the rascal Wilson, who's a Mason out, we'll just get another Freemason who's a Democrat to replace him. The loyal opposition. That's what the Freemasons do. Doesn't matter if you vote Democrat. Friends, listen to me very carefully. I don't care about all the propagandists. I don't care about all the people that say, "Be a good citizen, vote." I, Tex Mars, who spent 20 years in Air Force blue uniform, who earned proudly the Vietnam Service Medal, who traveled and lived around the world for the United States Air Force, who is as patriotic as any man or woman alive today who loved this country, United States, I'm here to tell you, to plead with you, do not ever vote again. That's right, I said it. I said it. Of all Congress, I only know one or two that are even worth voting for, and I'm not sure about them. Do not vote ever again. You cannot vote the rascals out or in. Well, I don't mean that. I don't mean you can't vote the good people in and the rascals out. They're all rascals. They're all corrupt. They're all devils. They're all sold out to the Zionist communist. Do not waste your time voting ever again.
Boy, that sure is unpatriotic, Tex.
No, it's not. The choice between two devils is a devil. Don't vote for a devil. That little outburst by Joe Wilson was simply one Freemason blasting another. And he became famous. Did you know he received $2 million within 1 week in contributions from loyal Republicans and stupid patriots who said, "He's our man, this Joe Wilson. He said it true. Obama lied." Now, let me just tell you something, friends. You're going to get mad at me for saying this, but you have to hear me, bear me out of this. Barack Obama did not lie. He told the truth. He told the truth. You say, "Tex, I can't believe you're saying that." Well, it's so. Now, let me explain this to you. Before you reach for the dial and turn me off, let me explain to you. When Obama said that not one illegal alien would receive free medical care, he told the absolute truth. Because just a few days later, President Obama staked out a new position when he gave a speech before one of these immigration groups itself. And I have the Washington Times newspaper in front of me, dated September 18, 9, I want to read to you what it says. Obama says, legalize illegals to get them health care. Here's Obama, what Obama wants to do. He says, we will not give illegal aliens free medical care. So what we have to do is give every illegal alien in America residency status. Give them a green card. Let them be citizens even. Then we'll give them free medical care. So now let's just look at this. There are at least 35 million illegal aliens in America. And Obama's health care plan will not give even one of them free medical care. That's what he said, and he told the truth. Because he's going to take all 35 million and make them legal. Do you get it? Have I warped your mind a little bit with Orwellian doublespeak? Of course I have. Well, I'm going to change my mind then. Just to warp you some more, to twist your mind some more. Yes, he did lie. Because people who parse their language, who use special little wording like that, so they can sneak around and do something they claim they're not doing, just like, you know, President Clinton, I never had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, well, he zipped down his pants and she did a terrible thing with him right there in the White House. But according to Bill Clinton, oral sex is not really sex. Did you know that the Jewish rabbi, who was Bill Clinton's friend at the time, told him he's absolutely right? In the Jewish Talmud, oral sex really isn't sex. Well, goodness sakes, what exactly is it? Just friendly recreation? I mean, is it something like, you know, billiards you play or football, touch football? I mean, what is it exactly? If it's not sex. Bill Clinton, if you don't believe that oral sex is sex, then he told the truth. And as he told the prosecutors, it all depends on what is. See, these liars, these cheats, these devils look for a little way out. They use language to do it. Oh, they're masters at the way they craft words. So really, let's just see what Obama was saying. I will not give free medical care to even one illegal alien, because I'm going to take all the illegal aliens and make them legal. And then I'm going to give them free medical care the next day. Boy, I tell you. Let me read you from the Washington Times to emphasize what I'm telling you is true. Quote, this is an article by Stephen Danan. President Obama said this week that his health care plan will not cover illegal immigrants, but argued that's all the more reason to legalize them and ensure they do get coverage. He says, quote, even though I do not believe we can extend coverage to those who are here legally, I also don't believe we can ignore the fact that our immigration system is broken. That is why I strongly support making sure folks who are here legally have access to affordable quality health insurance under this plan, just like everybody else. This underscores the necessity, said Mr. Obama, of passing comprehensive immigration reform and resolving the issue of the millions of undocumented people living and working in this country once and for all. We've got to resolve this issue once and for all by giving them documents so they won't be undocumented. I like that. Listen to me, Barack Obama. I just realized I have an idea. We have 6 million people sitting in prisons today. They have committed horrible crimes, rape, murder, burglary, muggings, thievery, fraud. I know how we can get rid of all of our prisoners and empty our prisons and save billions of dollars by giving them all a pardon. You give them all a pardon and it will be true then. We will not have one criminal left in all of America. So Obama can say, under my criminal pardon plan, we will not have even one criminal in America. He's going to solve the whole crime thing. We can let all our police forces and the FBI and everybody go home. You're not needed anymore. There are no criminals in America. Obama pardoned them all. So that's why we're not going to give any illegal aliens free health care. We're going to make them all legal and citizens to boot. I can solve a lot of problems like that. You know, there's probably 25 million Americans right now out of work because of Bush and Obama combined. Why don't we just tell them you really have a job and just declare it, sort of like a king? I hereby command that you're working. That's it. One day they don't have a job. In fact, the very next instant they have jobs. Of course, they don't get any paychecks, but that don't matter. They got a job. I can even give them titles. You're the master of the air. You're the master of, you know, under the ground. You're the master of, I don't know what, the corpuscles in a polar bear. I don't know. Create work titles for them. A lot of employers do that anyway. What fakers these people are. Now, here's from CNSnews.com. Headline, Obama won't give federal insurance benefits to illegal aliens. He'll make them legal first. That makes sense. That's understandable. Then here's another article from the Washington Times. Liberals seek health care access for illegals. A group of House Democrats is pushing and arguing that any health care bill should extend to all legal immigrants and allow illegal immigrants access as well. Though they want to go further than Obama. He just wants legal immigrants. Of course, there won't be any illegal immigrants under Obama's plan. They won't be any left. Now, it's not just Obama that wants to turn us into a colony. The Catholic bishops of America go along with it. Listen to this. This comes from Zenit, which is a news agency from Rome, Italy, the city of the Vatican. It says U.S. bishops support universal health care, including for immigrants and undocumented aliens. Well, it says here the U.S. Bishops' Conference, that's all the Catholic bishops united in America, have sent a letter that they all sign urging lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to reform the healthcare system and give all people, everyone, whether they pay for it or not, free healthcare. Now, since these bishops don't pay for anything and they're all in a tax-exempt satanic church called the Roman Catholic Church, that's easy to say. Just give everybody free healthcare. Now, why don't these U.S. bishops get together and say to Obama, give everybody a free Lexus automobile? That'd be the humanitarian thing to do. Give everybody $1 million estate to live in. That sounds like something nice to do. They don't have to pay for it. We taxpayers do. So now let's say we have the congressman. We have Freemasons like Mr. Obama and the presidency, all wanting to help out by taking money from we who are citizens and taxpayers and give to all these people who've come over here from Asia, Pakistan, India, from Uruguay, Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, illegally. They should be put in jail, prison. They're all a bunch of wetbacks and they all need to be sent back home, but instead let's give them some freebies. And you know what? The Jewish Forward, one of the top Jewish publications in America, says, that's right. We agree with the U.S. Catholic bishops. Well, I can understand that. Zionism and Catholicism almost always agree these days. I mean, the Pope, Ratzinger, well, no, he changed his name. He was Cardinal Ratzinger. Now he's Pope Benedict, as in Benedict Arnold to the Christian faith. Well, here's an article from Forward for you. It says Jewish groups support immigration and that immigration bill draws Jewish support by the writer E.J. Kessler. says that this organization, Jewish organizations, says, including the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, has been instrumental in supporting the new amnesty for illegal alien legislation passed by the Senate Judiciary Committee, which shows, according to the foreword, quote, the great power and influence of the Jewish lobby on this vital issue. It even says in this Jewish publication foreword that leading Jewish organizations were the major backers behind the recent illegal alien march in Los Angeles. The Jews are giving them the money to march and demonstrate. Now, between them and the Roman Catholic Church in America, we're up against a big juggernaut of evil here, friends. Isn't this starkly revealing to you that Jewish organizations and the U.S. bishops of the Catholic Church have teamed up together to rob the American taxpayers and to colonize America with millions of illegal aliens? Let's learn some more about these illegal aliens. I want you to understand, we're not just talking about Mexicans coming across the Rio Grande. We're talking about a flood of refugees. Now, this is a key word you must understand. Refugees, according to U.S. law, are not illegal immigrants. And there is no limitation on how many refugees may be accepted into America. Get it? It says in the law that Congress, the Congressional Committee, and the State Department will consult each year to decide how many refugees will be admitted. In other words, there's no law, no separate law that has to be approved. The State Department bureaucrat or commissar, Mr. Gonzalez or Lopez, calls up the Senate committee head and says, we'd like 3 million refugees to come into America this year. And the Senate says, okie dokie, I like that. That's what my good friends at the Council on Foreign Relations want to do also. That's what my good friends in the Jewish world want to do. And that's what Bishop Pokety Pokety wants to do too. And here's what happens. American Thinker, August the 21st, 2009. In an article says this, Somalia immigrants remake Minneapolis, Minnesota. Black Somalian immigrants from Somalia in Africa are remaking Minneapolis. And by the way, this was first printed, or information about this at least, in the New York Times. Remade in America, said the series of articles in the New York Times, and they're remaking America. Listen to this. In Minneapolis, it says here, there are as many as 80,000 refugees from Somalia. They were resettled in Minneapolis because the State Department of the United States felt that the city's splendid social services system could accommodate them. Well, they're accommodating, all right. The crime wave is ongoing right now in Minneapolis. And Somalis are murdering, raping, and killing people left and right. You see, Minneapolis was almost virtually a white city. It and its sister city, St. Paul. But no longer. Listen to some of the facts here I want to tell you about. Did you know the FBI has now begun to investigate the young Somali men in Minneapolis who are committing, they claim, acts of terrorism? They say that there's all kind of health problems because the Somali refugees are passing on diseases from Africa to the people of Minneapolis. Wow. Domestic violence. The Somali fathers and men don't mind beating up the Somali women that are now living in America. The police have to handle all these domestic disturbances. They don't mind robbing white people either, by the way. After all, they robbed and killed back in Somalia, and now they're refugees. It's not just the Hispanics, friend. Don't knock Mexicans. It's Somalis, it's Pakistanis, Kenyans, Nigerians. Wow. They're resettling these people in America. New cultures, new languages, new religions. Wow. Here's an article written by two professors from the University of Wisconsin about the Somali problem in Minneapolis. It says, quote, thousands of Somali refugees have settled in the Twin Cities since 1991. Minneapolis-St. Paul has become the de facto capital of the Somali community in North America. Somalis have arrived directly from refugee camps. They do not have advanced language skills. They have medical problems and psychological trauma. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say that there is an incredible crime wave from these people. Now, let's continue on with our look at these people. Not only Somalia, but Asians are now coming over. On these cargo ships going into Long Beach, California, and other ports, they're finding hundreds of Chinese stowed away. I mean, it's like America's like a sea bringing in millions of illegal aliens. But these are illegal aliens who snuck over. But here's what's happening. The State Department is spending hundreds of millions of dollars and going overseas and recruiting Somalians, Kenyans, Nigerians, Indonesians, Chinese. Recruiting them. They're going in villages, State Department personnel. And these so-called nonprofit organizations given millions of dollars by our State Department. And they go in the villages of Africans and say, how many of you would like to come live in America? And they're all raising their hands and they're conducting classes. In Somalia, they have 3-day classes, how to be American, how to live in America. That's it. Just go to a class for 3 days and then guess what? Charter jets are flown in from the United States into all of these foreign countries. Friends, they're bringing hundreds and hundreds of jet loads of foreigners that they categorize as refugees. That way they escape the immigration laws. Do you know what I'm saying? I believe that in America right now, there may be as many as 5 million so-called refugees from Iran, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from Indonesia, from Somalia. Refugees, my eye, they are colonizing America. They're trying to change our culture. It's done on purpose to destroy the culture, the history, the Constitution of the United States. And I'll tell you more when we return. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Mars. Barack Obama is Rothschild's choice, and America is in grave danger. I'm Tex Mars. The past 2.5 decades, I've authored 40 revealing books, 3 number one national bestsellers. I've produced 25 video documentaries. But my newest DVD is the biggest shocker of all. Rothschild's Choice, Barack Obama, and the hidden cabal behind the plot to murder America. I urge you, order the DVD Rothschild's Choice today. Simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673, weekdays 8 to 5. 1-800-234-9673. Or watch the 4-minute preview free online at powerofprophecy.com. That's powerofprophecy.com. This is Tex Mars. So great having you each week here on Power of Prophecy as our special guest. Yes, that's what you are to us. You're very, very special. And I want to explain to you how you can get our free newsletter, Power of Prophecy, each month. Simply order a book, an audio tape, a CD, or a video. Here's how to do that. Go to powerofprophecy.com and you'll see our many, many books and videos and products there, and order anything. And guess what? We're going to give you, with your order, and we respond very quickly, we're going to give you a free 6-month subscription to Power of Prophecy. And by the way, on our website, there are many scores of articles and videos you can watch, articles to read, absolutely free. But we think you'll want to buy books like Codex Magica or Mysterious Monuments or one of my best-selling books called Dark Majesty, The Magic of 1,000 Points of Light, or perhaps Circle of Intrigue, or even Tex Mar's Book of New Age Cults and Religions. Maybe you'll like my newest video. I think you will, because it's a video of truth. 90 minutes. It's called Rothschild's Choice. Barack Obama and the Hidden Cabal Behind the Plot to Murder America. Rothschild's Choice. By the way, to order that video, Rothschild's Choice, it's $25. Please add $5 for shipping and handling. Total of $30, and send it off to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And again, along with your video, we're going to give you our free newsletter for 6 months. But you can order the video by going to powerofprophecy.com. You'll see it right there on our homepage, advertised and offered. Why, you can even watch a 4-minute long trailer or preview of the video. Absolutely free. So I encourage you to join with us in this fight. In this fight for justice, for freedom, for truth, for liberty. For every American citizen. In fact, for every citizen throughout the world. Yes, I'm an American, but I believe strongly that every human being deserves freedom and liberty. And I'll tell you a little secret. The Bible gives us the answer to liberty and freedom. It says in Christ Jesus, there is liberty. That's true freedom, my friends. When you belong to Jesus, and the devil cannot touch you without going to your big bodyguard first. That's Jesus. Now, again, Rothschild's Choice, our newest video. It's causing waves out there, and some people say, Tex, there's going to be a death sentence on your head. Well, maybe. Maybe. But you know, friends, you only live once on this earth. I don't care what the New Agers and the Freemasons tell you about reincarnation. It's baloney. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, it is appointed for a man once to die, afterward the judgment. You just live one time. You may as well live and die the right way by telling the truth, by living the truth. And that's what we do here at Power of Prophecy. We want you to join with us. And by the way, one of the greatest ways you can help us is to leave us in your will. Leave Tex Mars and Power of Prophecy in your will. All you have to do is go see your attorney and say, I want Tex Mars and our Power of Prophecy Ministries in Austin, Texas. I want to designate a certain amount of money or property to that ministry. Leave a legacy behind. That's what I intend to do, friends. I'm going to leave a legacy behind when I go on to be with the Lord, and I pray you will too. Now, you know, when I ask people that, I want you to understand something. I think a man or a woman, especially parents, should leave their kids in their will. I'm not asking you to give me money or whatever, our ministry, to leave in your will, help for us and deprive your own family. Why? That would be absolutely wrong. But you know, there are a lot of people out there that don't even have a family. There are a lot of elderly folks, good Christian people, whose family have all died off, have gone on to be with the Lord. Well, praise God. They're with Jesus. And, you know, and they don't know when their own end is going to come, and they're going to go to be with Jesus too, and they might want to leave something for a legacy, which is Power of Prophecy Ministries. Because I can tell you right now, friends, every cent you give to this ministry goes in the ministry and does good. It does good. It's amazing. You know, sometimes Jerry's our producer and broadcast engineer over here in the office with me in the studio. And, you know, Jerry, I feel like we're, you know, like Jesus took, what, 5 loaves of bread and just a few fish, and he fed the multitudes. And I think that's what we do here. God does it, not us. But we're able to reach multitudes with so little. Can you imagine if we had the money of the Illuminati, of the elite, of Freemasonry, what we could do? I mean, we have to scrimp and save and figure out where we're going to get the money to publish our next book or to pay for our radio show. That's how you can help us, friends. You can help us. But always, I want to emphasize to you, when I ask for love, gifts, and donations in this ministry, I do not want you to deprive yourself. I want you to have shelter. I want you to have food. I want you to take care of your loved ones first. You know, the Bible says that if a man does not support his family, he is worse than an infidel. So don't give to God's ministry and say, I'm doing good, while you're depriving your family. I would never ask you to do that. And if the only income you have is Social Security, I'm not asking you to give any of that. Please. But if you have been benefited and generously given by God, then give to God's work. That's all I'm asking. Okay. Now let's return to our regular program. The topic today, we, that is you and I, that is America, that is the citizens of this great country, or once great country, we are being colonized. There is a secret Illuminati Freemasonry project to flood the United States with 100 million more illegal aliens. I'm convinced of it. And Obama has introduced legislation along with other Democrats, and they call their legislation the DREAM Act. D-R-E-A-M. But friends, it's a nightmare. But they call it literally the DREAM Act to give undocumented, that means illegal aliens, a so-called pathway to citizenship. In other words, just pitch it at them, throw it at them, so they can, after all, get free health care and welfare benefits and much more than what you and I are getting. You know, you won't believe what I'm going to tell you, but I have discovered that under the Social Security program, did you know that all of these millions of refugees into America are receiving Social Security benefits, yet they have never paid one penny into Social Security? Now imagine, let me give you an example of that. In New York City, because of a law passed by our Senate and House, sponsored by Senator Frank Lautenberg, a lout if there ever was one, from New Jersey, Senator Lautenberg, this Jewish Zionist wacko, introduced legislation years ago that was approved and signed into law that permitted 375,000 Russian Jews into America and gave them the title of refugee. Now, let me explain something to you. In Russia today, Jews are the favored race. Jews own the biggest oil companies, the biggest gas companies in Russia. They own the department store chains. They own almost all of Soviet Russia. And I still call it Soviet, even though it's changed its name. Putin and Medvedev are basically commies, as was Gorby and Stalin and Lenin. And yet they allowed 375,000 Jews from Russia to come to America. And if you visit New York City today, they're everywhere speaking Russian, these Jews. They don't care to speak American. They either speak Hebrew or Russian. And they're all getting Social Security, even if they didn't work one day and pay into Social Security. I'm telling you the truth. Check it out. Social Security without paying into Social Security. 375,000 so far. There'll be many more coming over. Russian Jews. Now, these Jews were offered a chance to go to Israel or America. They were told, if you want to leave your home country of Russia, and many of them had been, their grandfather, their great-grandfather had lived in Russia all those years. Most of them are Khazarian Jews. They're not even blood Jews, you know, that's tied to Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, and all that. They're Khazarians, Russians, claiming to be Jews of the synagogue of Satan. And you and I are paying them through our Social Security fund. No wonder they claim the Social Security fund is about to run out of money. 375,000 Russian Jews getting free Social Security benefits. It's disgusting. They're everywhere in New York. They even publish Russian language newspapers on the streets of New York, while American language newspapers are going out of business. That's their dream. It's our nightmare. And that's just the truth. It's not just Russian Jews, though. It's Asians. Did you know in Arizona, Asian population increased 18% in the last 5 years alone? 18%. In Virginia, 22%. In Colorado, 17%. There are now, according to one report, this is from the New American Media, 1.2 million undocumented, that means illegal, Asian immigrants in this country. Now, I've got an article, I want to explain it to you, because this is from the Los Angeles Times. And oh, the Los Angeles Times, this liberal, you know, commie newspaper, is so proud of reporting this. It's entitled, this article is entitled, All About America in 3 Days. It's written by Edmund Sanders, September 12, 2008, in the Los Angeles Times. In its dateline, Kakuma, Kenya, in Africa. It says, a group of African immigrants are taking a 3-day crash course on life in America. A 3-day crash course. At the end of the course, they will all be given free transportation on jet aircraft chartered by Americans and taken to America and resettled. Now, friends, I've separately found out, other than this article, that each and every refugee coming into America is given $274,000, which makes me think about it, and I got my tongue stuck deep in my mouth when I say it, but why don't you and I get together, friends, and fly to Kenya or Nigeria, and we'll go visit the U.S. Embassy there and renounce our citizenship. And we'll declare that we're now citizens of Kenya or Nigeria, doesn't matter which country, Rwanda, Burundi, South Africa, Zimbabwe. And after we become a Nigerian or Zimbabwe citizen, then we can become a refugee. And we'll take this 3-day crash course. And they'll give us free passage on an airliner back to America, where they'll give us 274 big ones. And guess what? Did you know that across America they are now building apartments and homes and giving them free to illegal immigrants that they classify as refugees? Refugees. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about these refugees. In Africa, there is a group called the International Organization for Migration. International Organization for Migration, IOM. It's one of the world's largest refugee assistance groups. And guess who it's funded by? You and me, the U.S. State Department. They conduct hundreds of classes each year, according to the Los Angeles Times, throughout Africa. These 3-day crash courses, they recruit thousands and thousands of Africans and say, come to America and we will give you classes. And their teachers, their instructors are paid by the U.S. State Department. And then they board all these people and bring them over to America. What's going on? These people aren't swimming across the Rio Grande. They're coming across first class style, paid for by you and me, and then they're given apartments, homes. Did you know the toxic assets of the banks are being reserved? Do you know why the TARP money and the stimulus money did not go to buy up the toxic assets? Remember, they were all saying we need to prove all this money. All these banks have all these toxic assets, all those foreclosed homes. Way out in Las Vegas, thousands and thousands of homes sitting there abandoned. They were foreclosed on, and American citizens, many of them were kicked out of their homes. Las Vegas, Reno, throughout California, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. They're sitting there empty, reserved for the refugees who will now be brought over from every continent on earth by Obama. And then they will all, according to the Dream Act, be given citizenship and papers as refugees. They will not be illegal. They will be legal under the Refugee Act of 1980, approved by Congress, and that wacko Jimmy Carter, who was president. And now, they will be given free homes. You can't be given a free home. I got a letter from a man not too long ago. He said, Tex, I live in North Dakota. He told me the city, the town he lives in. He said, I'm a salesman, and every day I have to drive between this town and this town, about 30 miles. He says, now these two towns in North Dakota have not grown one iota, population growth, over the last 20 years. There's really no new business going on. No growth here in this area of North Dakota. So as I was going down the highway one day, I noticed something interesting. Suddenly they began to build new apartment buildings along the highway. He said within a few months they had looked like thousands of new apartments going up. Way out of town down this highway. New apartment buildings. There were big construction crew vans and everything and trucks and laying foundations and building apartment buildings for thousands of newcomers. I was shocked. Who's going to live there? Everybody already has housing in this part of North Dakota. So one day he got out of his car and he went over and he talked to one of the foremen. He said, what is all this? Who's going to live here? And the guy said, oh, they're bringing in refugees. Refugees? He said, oh, yeah, there's going to be tens of thousands living here. He said, well, how are they going? Where are they going to work? There's no jobs here. He said, oh, they're given plenty of money to last them at least 3 or 4 years. And they're given all these free apartments. There is no rent. No utilities to pay. Huh? They're going to jet in tens of thousands of immigrants to live in these new built apartments. And they're resettling these people in North Dakota, in Minneapolis. It's incredible. Courtesy of the U.S. government. Here's something from Fox News. Fox News. August 21st, 2001. Actually, it was Associated Press. All the way back to 2001, this was going on. George Bush did this big time. And now Obama's into it. George W. Bush, remember, he kept trying to give us the North American Union and the immigration reform. It doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter if their name is Bush or Obama or Clinton. They are traitors to America. And they've been bringing these refugees in for over 2 decades, and you and I didn't even know about it. But I've discovered it. I've been doing my research, my friends. I've been doing my homework. Listen to this from Sacramento. Thousands of Ukrainians and Russians in the 1980s, it says here, started making their way to California's capital. Now, Sacramento is only a medium-sized city. Sacramento, the capital of California. It's not big like San Diego or San Francisco or Los Angeles. It's only a small-sized city. Nevertheless, listen here. It says there are now 75,000 Ukrainians and Russians in this Northern California city. This came to light recently when authorities said a 27-year-old Ukrainian, Nikolai Soltis, killed five people in a spree, in a massacre that covered two Sacramento area suburbs. He's making a black mark on our community, said Eugene Kovalenko, another Ukrainian immigrant. Yeah, he is, Mr. Kovalenko. Listen to this. Did you know that there in the Sacramento area, there's a Russian Yellow Pages featuring 300 advertisers about the size of a Reader's Digest magazine? A Russian Yellow Pages. The school teachers don't know what to do because all of their new students all speak Russian and Ukrainian. Now, they don't have any Russian and Ukrainian teachers that can speak English. And now the Ukrainians are saying it's unfair. It's so unfair for us to be required to learn in American schools. Just pass us in the grades. Why should we have to learn? We don't know English. We're not interested in that. And friends, go speak to some of these 75,000 Ukrainians and Russians. Ask them who George Washington is. Ask them who Thomas Jefferson is. Ask them what the Declaration of Independence is. Ask them what is there, what document gives us the freedom to keep and bear arms, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. They'll say, I don't know. I'm from the Ukraine. I'm from Russia. I'm a refugee. I was brought over here, ha, 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 by your government. Thanks to you, you stupid taxpayer idiot. These killings are only the beginning of the crime wave that has now been hitting Sacramento, Mendocino County, other places in California. But wait, Portland and Seattle have another 75,000 Russians. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, 75,000 more Russians have been settled there. Unbelievable. And friends, these people practice something called chain migration. When one family comes, let's say a nice mother and father and two kids, they invite their uncle, their aunt, their cousins, their nephews, their nieces. Pretty soon there's 50 or 60 Kovalenkos or Soltis. Chain reaction. And they're all refugees. And they all take three-day courses. And they're all given hundreds of thousands of dollars in free homes, free apartments. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a Mexican-American. She was born here. She speaks perfect English. She's a wonderful American citizen. Did you hear what I said? I have no problem with American citizens, native-born American citizens, none whatsoever. So I was talking to my friend Carol, asking her how she and her husband had been doing. She's married to an American citizen. He's, by the way, he's a basketball coach at one of the high schools here. He's a native-born American, too. And his team went all the way to the state finals in basketball from Austin, Texas. They're a fine couple with three lovely kids. I was asking Carol, how are you and Freddie been doing? She says, fine. I said, well, is Freddie still a coach? She says, yes, we were thinking about him retiring from teaching and starting a business. So we went to the Small Business Administration, you know, the federal agency that gives loans to, you know, just average people who need a loan to start a business. We wanted to start a restaurant. I said, oh, how wonderful. She says, well, I thought so too. She says, you know, I'm Hispanic American. I'm Mexican American. I said, yes. She said, well, there was the problem. They told me I was not eligible for a loan because I was born in America. They said if I had been born in Honduras or Brazil or Mexico, I could get the loan. But because I'm an American-born Mexican, I'm not eligible for a loan from the Small Business Administration. I said, you got to be kidding me, Carol. She said, Tex, I'm not kidding you. We could not get a loan. The first question they asked me is, are you a native-born American citizen? I said, yes. I'm proud of it, she said. They said, you're not eligible. Friends, I told Carol she'll have to renounce, go back to Mexico. Well, she never was in Mexico. But go to Mexico. Go over to Juarez or Ciudad Acuña and or Mexico City and renounce your American citizenship and then walk back across the border and go down the plane and you'll get a loan. The craziest thing in the world. That's what the Democrats and the Republican traitors in Congress and the presidency have given us, and the U.S. Catholic bishops, and the Jews in America. You know the protocols of the learned elders of Zion? They say that's what they're going to do, erase the borders. Here's something for you. Nice news item. Let's celebrate. It says a Sudanese from the Sudan in Africa, a Sudanese immigrant, will carry the American flag at the opening ceremony at the Olympics. Oh, doesn't that just warm the cockles of your heart? But on the other hand, here's another item. Here's another item, another news item. It says, the problem with Somali immigrants, fraud, juvenile crime, illegal money transfers, etc., etc. Here's some examples. This is from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, but they really want to reform immigration, that group. They want to make it harder, not easier. Here's some examples of serious crimes of illegal aliens. I don't call them undocumented. Of course they're undocumented. They're illegals. They're criminals. August 2009, Jose Garcia Paria from Salvador, El Salvador, was convicted of raping and assaulting four elderly women and murdering one of them. August 2007, Alejandro Alex Rivera Gamboa and his cousin Gilberto, both Mexican illegal immigrants, were convicted in the attempted rape and murder of a 15-year-old girl in Clackamas County, Oregon. August 2009, Milton Sanabria, a gang member in Georgia, arrested, convicted numerous times for theft. August 2009, Gabriel Garcia, convicted, pled guilty to cocaine and marijuana trafficking. August 2009, Marvin Rogelio Martinez from Honduras, illegal immigrant, guilty, hit-and-run driving. He hit a man and killed an 18-year-old boy. It goes, I got a whole list of them. Criminals, criminals. Our prisons are full of illegal aliens. But not for long. Not for long. Thank goodness Barack Obama will give them citizenship and they will no longer be illegal aliens. We will not have any illegal aliens in our prisons. Now, 40% of all of the prisoners, the convicts in our prisons, are illegal aliens. But thank goodness for the DREAM Act. They'll all become American citizens if Obama gets his way. And he says that's one of his priorities. America is being colonized. We're losing our country. They're coming from all over the world. The New World Order is here, but there is no American nation anymore. We're only a province of the New World Order. We're being colonized. Just like the Europeans colonized Africa, now we're being colonized. Our property is being taken away from us. We're being taxed to death. We have traitors. Traitors in our midst. They're not Americans. In fact, Barack Obama was not born in the United States. And he does not have a birth certificate to prove that he was. He is a fake counterfeit president. He is an illegal alien, a refugee. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. It's been my great, great honor to share with you today. And my prayer is that you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.